he is the biggest steer on record, a beef that was over 16 feet in length and weighed well over 2 tons. In fact, he was such a sight to see, the city of Kokomo, Indiana, made sure you can still see him today. The story is this edition of the American Countryside, brought to you by Verdesian Life Sciences, providing solutions to help you get more of the nutrients you're applying. Visit VLSCI.com to learn more. Looking for an edge at planting this season? Look no further than Seed Plus Graphite from Verdesian. It's a talc and graphite solution that delivers a full nutrient and biostimulant package directly to the seed, which helps stand establishment and tolerance to stressors like cold and drought. You can apply it like any other seed lubricant directly in the planter box. That's why we're using it this year on our own crop. Verdesian representatives are standing by to support you. Just head to VLSCI.com to connect and learn more.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
In 1902, a calf was born on Mike and John Murphy's farm near Kokomo, Indiana. The steer grew at a fast rate, weighing a ton at 20 months of age. Old Ben, as he was known, was a regular feature at local fairs and even the state fair for people to see. But as Sherry Matlock explains, an accident put an end to Ben's tour circuit.
In 1910, that February, he was 8 years old, and unfortunately there was an accident. He slipped on some ice, broke his leg. He was not able to recover, and he had to be put down at the age of 8.
But Ben was destined to live on, in a sense.
His beef was shipped to Indianapolis and made into frankfurters, and the farmers hired a taxidermist from New York to stuff him for posterity.
At the time of his death, Ben was 16 feet from nose to tail, 6.5 feet tall at his shoulder, and weighed close to 4,800 pounds.
The farmers in Miami County kept him on the farm and showed in the taxidermied form for a few years. The farmers donated him to the city of Kokomo, or the city possibly paid $300 for old Ben.
A pavilion was built in Kokomo's Highland Park in 1989, where Ben resides today. Old Ben is truly a Big Ben, the largest steer on record.
As far as we know, that world record still remains. Back in, I believe, in the 1960s, Ripley used him in an exhibit of Ripley's Believe It or Not.
And you too can see the very large steer that once went on tour to fairs and now resides in the city park where many visitors travel each year. Traveling the countryside in Kokomo, Indiana, I'm Andrew McRae.